tea kettle.
Okay. Yeah. Is that the same as a teapot?
Oh, well, you wouldn't put a tea kettle on the table usually. You know, if you had a dinner table or something, it'd be a teapot. It's usually the finer, the china teapot or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I
think. Right. Yeah.
A tea kettle, you'd associate that with the stove.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And to cook an egg on top of the stove, you'd use a
pan, frying pan, or something to boil water in.
Okay. Is a skillet the same as a frying pan?
I think so.
Okay. Have you ever seen a makeshift lamp made out of a bottle and a rag for a wick and some material to burn inside?
Yes. In museums and things like that.
So you don't have personal experience?
A coal oil lamp.
Yeah,
mother had to clean the lamps when she was growing up. That was her Saturday morning. And fill them with coal oil, she called it.
Uh-huh.
Kerosene, I guess.
And a bed that you make on the floor is?
I started to say pad, but pallet?
Yeah. Uh-huh. And what's your word for a heavy bed cover?
A spread or a comforter. Comforters are very light sometimes.
And have you ever heard of a sugan?
A what?
A sugan.
No.
That's a range blanket, like in, it's very heavy bed cover in Colorado, probably.
Oh. I haven't heard of that.
Now, when the light goes out, you have to change what?
The fuse? Or the light bulb?
Just one of these lights went out.
No, you have to change the light bulb.
Okay. And you watch programs on?
TV.
Or
vision.
Uh-huh.
Or video.
And to protect your clothes when you cook, you wear a?
An apron.
Mm-hmm. And if it's cold outside, you want to put on your?
Coat.
Mm-hmm. And a cloth you use to blow your nose with is a?
Handkerchief.
Mm-hmm.
Or Kleenex.
Uh-huh. And something?
A cloth, you said.
Yeah.
Handkerchief.
Uh-huh. And something that's a different kind to wipe the sweat off your brow, or maybe you tie it around your head. Or
bandana.
Mm-hmm. And what do you call clothes that, you probably don't have a garden per se, but.
If I lived downstairs, I could. Oh, you mean for growing vegetables?
Well,
we don't have that much room.
The
downstairs units have patios where they can grow flowers.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is kind of a hard question to figure out how to ask you, but. What kinds of clothes would you wear to do labor, like if you were going to work in a garden or something like that? Do you have a special name for them? Or?
No. I'd probably wear slacks and shirt.
How about your shoes? What kind of shoes would you wear?
Well, it would depend on how muddy it was. We're here in the patio. We have concrete, of course. Just any kind of shoes where I live right now. Mm-hmm. Where Carol lives, they have to irrigate.
Uh-huh.
So occasionally she needs some kind of waterproof shoe. Just old shoes, I guess, would be.
Okay.
Would cover it, old shoes.
Sure. Clothes that you put away until November?
Until November.
And then
winter.
You get them out, yeah.
Winter clothes.
Mm-hmm. And what do you wear to protect your hands?
Hand lotion. Oh, gloves.
Yeah, good answer, though. Nobody said that yet. That took some thought.
I forgot that we were talking about clothing.
That was the creative answer. To protect your head from the sun?
A hat.
Mm-hmm. And this article of clothing is what?
Slacks. Or pants.